I'm Tim.
I'm Andy.
I'm Noah.
And we approve this message. As election season draws to a close, there can be only one logical choice for your vote. If you want a podcast that features vulgarity, silliness, immaturity, sophomoric humor, unorganized ideas, and inappropriate content, then you must vote TANcast at podcastawards.com. You can vote once a day, every day, through November 6th. Now sure, some of our opponents may be better produced podcasts. They may have more listeners. They may have better content. They may, in fact, be better in every measurable way. Thought I had a point there, but, nope, apparently not. You know what? Just give us your vote anyway. Don't dick us around. And enjoy the show. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TANcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to TANcast.
Was that your spooky intro?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TANcast.
I thought that was your metal intro. TANcast!
Welcome to TANcast!
Berserker! Would you like some making fox berserker?
Sorry. 1, 2! Faggots on TANcast.
They're both named Noah.
No, they're both named Tim and Andy.
This is our post-Halloween pre-election special.
We're sliding it right in there, like we slid it in your mom last night.
Boom! I'm Tim. I'm the T in TANcast.
I'm Andy. I'm the in TANcast.
I'm Noah.
Awesome.
I was like, I gotta not respond. I gotta see how long I can let that hang there.
We could get started with some TAN laughs.
TAN laughs!
And so we shall! Woohoo! I got a quick foursome of TAN laughs sent to me by Bob, another NetCot transfer. He listened to NetCot and listened to us.
Oh, we got
I want to make sure other people get it, because we often say things that reference back to our other shows without clarifying. So if someone listens to one of our shows for the first time, they're like, "What the fuck are they talking about?"
Welcome to the stream of consciousness. Well, stream of semi-consciousness.
We're like Lost. You gotta listen to them all to know what's going on.
And by stream, I kind of mean it's like pee.
That reminds me. I watched an episode of Heroes. Wasn't impressed. But we'll get to that later. Uh-huh. All right. Here's the foursome of jokes. They're quick. Why does the bride wear white?
I don't know.
So your dishwasher will match your refrigerator and stove. Why did the woman cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Better question. What's the bitch doing out of the kitchen?
I think I see a theme coming here, Bob.
Yes. How many men does it take to change a kitchen light bulb?
0.
Let the bitch cook in the dark.
Oh.
And finally, what do you say to a woman with 2 black eyes?
Nothing you didn't already tell the bitch twice.
That is correct.
Yes.
You win a prize.
And just to keep things fair, I would like to have a woman send in some jokes. They don't have to be anti-male jokes, but just we don't get a lot. Other than Andy's stepsister, we didn't get a lot of women. Oh, that's not true. Joe sent in a link to some jokes, but she didn't actually, like, you know, here are some jokes I like. Ladies, send us some jokes. Tim at TANcast.com. We want to hear the women's side of it. Both of you ladies who are listening, send us some jokes.
I just had a flashback to, you know, if we'd been doing TANcast like 3-4 years ago, it would have been, ladies, Tim needs a date. Tim at TANcast.com. Now it's, ladies, send us your jokes.
So true.
Women, be really thankful to Tim's wife, because she has lowered the bar of expectation for all of the rest of you. Not a single one of you will be asked to date Tim from now on.
Yeah, TANcast wouldn't have been about, you know, promoting my comedy. It wouldn't have been about bonding with you guys. It would have just been an excuse to send my voice out there to possibly pick up a chick.
In which case, you would have talked like this all the time.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? I'm Tim, the...
Toolman Taylor?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something with T that's also sexual, but I couldn't think of anything.
Testicles.
Tim, the tsunami of sex.
Is that T-S-E-X?
The tsunami of testicles.
Tan laughs from you two?
I've got one.
Do it.
I googled fucked up joke, and then just...
I like the way you think, Chuck.
I wound up on fuckedupjokes.com, so this joke comes from there. I googled it as the first thing up there. I'm like, what the hell? And I looked it up. I tell more fucked up jokes than this, but this one was pretty funny. So, guy walks into a bar and is really rude to the bartender and demands a shot of 12-year-old scotch. And the bartender thinks, fuck this guy. He doesn't know the difference. He's just trying to show off. So he grabs a 2-year-old scotch and he pours it and sends it over to the patron. And the guy takes one sip, spits it out, cusses at the bartender and said, I said a 12-year-old scotch, you son of a bitch. I'm juicing it up because this is actually for a site called Fucked Up Jokes. Really clean language. So the bartender thinks, ah, fuck this guy. So he grabs a more impressive looking bottle that's 6-year-old scotch, pours it in there, sends it over to the patron. Dude takes half a sip, spits it back in there and says, fuck you, 12-year-old scotch. You know what you're doing. The dude pours him 10-year-old scotch. Same reaction. Finally, the bartender goes, okay, 12-year-old scotch. Pours a real glass, sends it to him. The guy starts sipping it. He's finally happy. He just starts muttering to himself. Dude at the end of the bar passes the guy a glass and says, hey, mister, take a taste of this. The dude takes a sip, spits it out, and goes, oh, this tastes like piss. Pushes it back towards the drunk at the end of the bar, and he goes, it is. How old am I?
I'd actually heard that one before, but I like Andy's juiced up telling with more swears made it better.
Thank you. It actually says "you bozo" in the way it's written here.
You bozo.
It says "fucked up jokes" at the top and says "you bozo" in the middle of the drinks or the middle of the jokes. Fuck that. Whole hog.
That's good. Although that bartender wasted an awful lot of scotch.
Yeah,
yes, he did. And you know what? 2-year-old scotch isn't that expensive, but 6 and 10 is getting up there.
Yeah, especially, like, once you go to 10, might as well go to 12.
Yeah.
Noah?
Yeah, you should go to 12.
Ass.
All right, here's one for you guys. Tim! Wait. Let me just...
Yes, no, you gotta kind of dry out your teeth a little bit, and then you can you can access to be quiet while you prepare.
Hey, Tim, you so bald. If you put on a turtleneck, you look like a busted condom.
That's funny. I just put on one of Danelle's swim caps today, and she goes, look, you could have, oh, no, I happened to be naked at the time, and she's like, look, you're dressed as a condom, and I was like, I should like, pull it down so it breaks, and then smear mayonnaise on my face. And she's like, that is too far.
Why were you wearing her thing when you were naked?
I just happened to be walking around naked, and then I saw her swim cap, so I put it on.
You're strange man, Tim. Strange man.
Tim's like,
yeah, I'm strange. Whatever, dude.
Nakedness.
You're fucking strange, dude. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you.
You're knocking on doors with your cock. I don't want to hear a strange coming from you.
I'm not doing it right now.
Doesn't mean you never did it.
Yeah, but you made it sound like it's present tense.
Oh, hey,
you are literally a cock knocker.
Yeah. Anyone who hasn't heard our previous shows, just want to bring you up to speed. That's how Noah goes trick-or-treating. This is going to be way better. From now on, I'm not going to like retell the same things to bring people up to speed. I'm going to lie. I'm going to be like Tim and the pigeon.
I knew it.
There you go.
And now you've just referenced the pigeon thing, which a new listener would not get.
New
I lied about.
Tim
I lied about
to fuck pigeons and then lie about it.
New listeners, goodbye.
We can't.
Thanks for giving us a try. Sorry you left so soon.
We can't tailor episodes and like try to re-explain everything that we talk about. That's not how we talk.
You can synopsize.
That's just going to eat up more time.
What? You worried we've got so much to say that we
we reference old we stuff all the time.
Your point is what?
Our point is it was just about us talking. So we don't sit and go, oh man, Tim was so funny when you lied about that thing. Oh yes, let's go back and explain it to no one else. It's like it's us talking. People like it. People don't.
But if people are listening,
you guys are ruining my fun. I was having fun explaining it wrong.
Oh, you can explain it wrong. Go for it.
I was practicing for when I have to teach my son. Tell him that the earth goes around the sun because God loves him, and if God ever hates him, the earth will just fall off.
See, son,
go out into darkness.
If your mother ever asks if she looks fat, say no. Say no.
Dude, the joke is I'm teaching him wrong. Say yes.
But your wife listens to this. Then why would you say that?
She hasn't listened in a while. Maybe she won't listen to this one.
Yeah, that's how I would do it. I would bet it like that. I'm just going to double down on I'm fucked.
Andy likes to gamble, unlike some people.
That's right, we didn't talk about that last week.
A dollar.
Whew! Oh. When I was in Vegas, I lost a dollar in one of the blackjack machines, and I was pissed! Pissed!
How pissed were you?
I was so pissed. I just get so angry. Because, like people tell stories like, yeah, like, oh, I was up 100, and then I ended up losing 200. I'm like, at least you got up. I never get up. I just gamble, and then it's gone. There's no up.
Tim's the guy that makes Vegas possible.
And I walk around, and I see people, like, counting their chips, like, oh, look at what I did. And I'm like, ah, well, I don't get a taste of that.
You can taste it,
makes
Tim.
Me angry.
Stick out your
and then we were watching somebody else play blackjack. Oh, actually, we were watching two of our friends play blackjack, and one of them was winning, but the other one was losing, and it was just making me angry. Like, I couldn't even enjoy the fact that one guy was winning, because I was just so angry about the other guy losing. I was like, ah. Every time the dealer gives him advice, he follows it, and then he loses. I was like, stop listening to the dealer. And, like, he was sitting in the first chair or whatever, and the guy who kept winning kept getting 21. So he's like, forget this, I'm moving to the second chair. He's like, oh, and the guy's like, oh, don't do that. You're gonna anger the cards. And then, sure enough, second hand when he's sitting in the second chair, the guy who is now in the first chair gets 21 again. And the guy continues to lose, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going back to the first chair. And this time, literally, the first hand guy in the second chair gets 21. So every time he moves to fuck himself. And then at the very end, he's down to his last $50, and he's like, should I just bet my last $50? Not last $50 to his name, but that he is playing with there. He's like, should I bet the last $50? And he was like, yeah, probably. Yeah, what could go wrong? Gets 19. Seems pretty solid. Dealer, 20. And then, and he's like, whatever, and he walks away. I'm like, what? Fury, anger, no!
Is that something I just don't get? Because, you know, unless and until I've got money just literally falling out of my ass, like I'm just stepping in like, oh, hey, a 50. I've got other shit I can do with that $50.
That you know you'll definitely get something out of.
Yeah, like I can go have a really nice steak for $50.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my wife just came home, and now she's yelling at me because I can't understand her.
I heard whispering. I didn't hear yelling.
Oh, that was yelling.
My wife's done that to me. She walks into the room during TanCast and goes,
she talks softly, carries a big stick.
And I point at my ears going, mouth the words, I have headphones on, I can't hear you. And so she goes,
did you say sassafras?
No.
Sassafras. Sounded an awful lot like sassafras.
Sassafras. Actually, I think she was saying, I want some sex in my ass. But anyways, different conversation.
No.
No, she probably isn't.
I disbelieve you.
She has not said it before, but maybe that was the day, and I missed it.
It sucks for you.
Yeah, so I pointed the ears again. I can't understand you. Like, you know, write it down or do some sign language. Then I get the vague pointing and the much angrier.
She was trying to find Precious?
Well, I still can't understand you, but now they can hear you.
Stephanie does that. She doesn't get mad at me, but like I'll be sitting there listening to a podcast while she's watching something on TV, and she'll just start talking to me. And I'm like, I have to pick up a thing. I pause. I'm like, what? She's like, never mind. I'm like, you see the headphones on my head? And that's it. That's all I got. But she didn't yell at me.
Oh, I forgot to mention this because it happened while I was in Vegas, and then we didn't mention it last week. But Mervyn's, fuck Mervyn's,
fuck Mervyn's. I win.
You ain't getting no money from me, bitches.
For those of you who don't know, Mervyn's went bankrupt, And they also overcharged me and tried to bill me late fees on something. They charged me twice for the same thing and then tried to charge me late fees over a payment I made. And now they're out of business, so I win.
Karma sucks for them.
I knew there was a reason God gave us the economic downturn. It was to weed out Mervins. I don't know what the people at Washington Mutual did to piss somebody else off, but that's their problem.
I don't know either. But hey, you win. Mervins.
Yeah, fuck Mervins.
Circuit City's going out, too.
Really? Didn't they just buy Blockbuster?
No, other way around. Blockbuster was going to buy Circuit City, and then all of a sudden you just didn't hear about that deal anymore, and so there was a lot of discussion of, well, we knew that Circuit City was opening up their books to Blockbuster, of like, you know, here's our assets, and here's our debts, and here's our inventory, and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, apparently Blockbuster took a better look at the books and went, never mind then.
So Circuit City's going under, huh?
Yep.
That's the rumor. They're, like, well, closing stores and shit. It's going to be very... Oh, fuck, who was it? Office Depot? CompUSA? I can't remember.
CompUSA. Because Office Depot's still around.
Yeah.
But who went to Circuit City anyways, really?
I used to.
I have been to Circuit City. Sorry, go ahead.
I used to, too.
I haven't been there in a long time. Like, I either go to Best Buy or I buy my, like, or Fry's if I'm going to go to a brick-and-mortar store.
Yeah, I don't have a Fry's near me. That makes me sad.
Oh, Good Guys went out of business, too. I don't know if that's what you think. Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, Good Guys got bought by CompUSA, and then CompUSA went out of business.
I had never paid attention to that. It's funny, we've got a store down here called Hi-Fi Buys, and all of the places that they're in look like Good Guys stores, like the standalone ones that Good Guys built.
Well, now you know why.
Could be the East Coast Good Guys.
Could be.
Or they could be just like, oh, we're buying you out. I was like, nothing at all. Had a story, but then I lost it.
Noah, everybody, the Mark Twain of this generation.
That's right.
Knows how to spin a yarn and keep you guessing. How's it going to end? Suddenly.
That's right. You didn't know that was going to happen.
So, what would everybody do for Halloween?
I took my son trick-or-treating for the first time.
No shit.
No shit.
You took your son trick-or-treating?
Took my son trick-or-treating.
Your son is barely above larval stage.
This is correct. He is barely above larval stage.
He can't even put candy in his mouth. It'll kill him.
That is true. It will kill him.
So where'd you take...
Why I'm keeping the candy a little bit away from mouth range.
So
the candy
you...
was really for Andy. Come on, he's fat.
Yes, because I am fat and love candy. And can't buy my own, so I had to go beg it from the neighbors.
That's right.
I was like, Andy's doing a great job of repeating everything everyone else says.
He's trying to pinch pennies.
Well, that's good.
He's like, why pay for candy? Why can't you just get it for free?
We bought a bunch of candy. We have a bunch of candy. We gave candy out to other trick-or-treaters. We've just taken our son around to the neighbors, put him in a little costume. We let the neighbors go, your baby is so cute.
I don't see this candy. Where's the proof? I think you're lying.
How are you going to see the candy from across the country?
Exactly. And he's a big fat liar who used his child to get free candy.
Well, that was an ass face.
You're a soulless man.
Who uses his ass for a face.
So what does your child dress up as?
We dressed him up as a little tiger because apparently they don't make cute baby costumes. Like, there was that or, my wife says, a really, really cheap-ass-looking pirate costume.
Wait, they have a Superman costume I've seen for babies?
Well, babies is more of a spectrum than a category.
Nope, babies. One baby fits all.
If you see a kid that's, like, running around but falls down a lot and isn't speaking in complete sentences, that's a baby. My kid, still not holding his neck up for more than a couple of seconds.
That's also a baby.
Yeah, well, yes, also a baby. Thank you for finishing off that rhetorical argument for me there. I kind of left it dangling.
Yes,
like,
don't dangle.
My balls.
Did you dress up as anything? Like a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus master?
I did not.
Or an elephant?
Fuck you. Thank you. I dressed as a serial killer.
You dressed as a serial killer?
I dressed as a serial killer.
Because they look just like anyone else?
They look almost like anyone else. However, I wore jeans and a nice sweater. I looked very suburban. But then I wore Crocs with that to look just a little bit off. And then I had a bunch of cutting and prying tools and a bunch of plastic bags. And I put all of the cutting and prying tools inside their own individually sealed plastic bags and carried them around like a little kit.
Wow.
And I took that to work.
That's the way to get fired.
Something's wrong with you.
I laid them out near my desk, and people came over like, are you dressed as Andy? No. Why are you wearing Crocs? Who the hell wears Crocs? Like, it's a little disconcerting, isn't it? Yes, it is. So now look around me, and what else do you see? Oh, you're a serial killer!
So, where did you get the Crocs?
I own Crocs.
Why do you own Crocs?
The truth comes out.
and like, of all the things we've said on this show, I believe that is the most shame I've ever heard in Andy's voice.
I like how he got real quiet, like, I own Crocs.
Like he just admitted to killing Kennedy or something.
It was me.
Why you own Crocs?
I own Crocs because since we were going to Hawaii, I was looking for something that would be like,
oh, you wore Crocs in Hawaii?
I did not.
He was looking for something so no girls would ever hit on him.
That is true. I want only the gay guys to hit on me from now on.
Not even gay guys. Not to say that the gay guys are scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I'm just saying, gay guys will not hit on you if you're wearing Crocs.
Well, yes, that is my gay away. It's, you know...
Yeah, I'm like, likely to have a woman hit on you than a gay guy. Oh, honey, with those shoes? No!
No, it was since we were going to be at a...
A gay guy in a musical, apparently.
We were going to be at a condo in Hawaii, so there's like a whole large area. And mm-hmm. I didn't have any sandals that were appropriate for getting all wet, because my sandals are leather. So I had the sandals for wearing just like around town and everything, and I had shoes and... You know, a variety of those things. But then I figured I'd grab the Crocs just for, you know, if I was going to walk out in the water, it'd protect my feet a little bit if I really wasn't giving a shit. And then once we got to Hawaii, I actually found a pair of aqua socks that fit me better and also realized that I had left the Crocs at home. And so I bought aqua socks and wore those out in the water.
Gay.
Yes. So gay.
So now I just wear the Crocs like house slippers. Like, if I gotta run some trash out or something like that in the middle of the night, and I don't want to put on shoes, I'd grab the Crocs. And then I also wear them to be a serial killer. And then I...
Like, my mom owns a pair of Crocs, but it's because they're Mickey Mouse Crocs, and someone gave them to her.
Yeah.
And she wears them at Disneyland and around the house, and that's it.
Mine are tan. They don't look like Crocs until you really stare at them.
Oh, I'm sure they look like Crocs. Don't kid yourself.
I wear them around the house.
I'm sure no one's going, ooh, look at those penny loafers. Wait... Crocs?
You are your loafers full of holes and look like clogs and have a strange rubber band for the back.
Why is he, every step he bounces around like Tigger?
Because Tiggers are wonderful things. My wife got the a little candy basket thing for my son to not carry around for trick-or-treating and whatnot. And I actually used it to bring a bunch of candy to work with me. But it's really funny because it's Winnie the Pooh dressed as Tigger. So the whole thing is like a big Pooh body with little arms and legs sticking off of it and shit like that. But the head is Pooh's head sticking out from underneath Tigger's ears, and you can pull the hat off, and it's got, you know, a full Pooh head underneath there. And in the back of my head, as I was a serial killer, I thought, well, then Pooh is a serial killer too, and he dressed up in Tigger.
Skinned him.
It's like Buffalo nice. Bill.
puts
the honey in the basket.
Puts the honey in the pot.
Or else it gets the hose a lot. Huh? You see how I made it rhyme?
Tigger's at the bottom of a huge pit in the ground. Silly old bear.
Although you'd think he would just bounce out with his bouncy tail.
One would think. You need a real
Maybe
deep
it's
hole.
A really, yeah, deep hole.
Oh, yeah.
Like your mom's.
So, we never did get to what did Noah do for Halloween.
Knocked on doors with his cock.
That's right, trick or treat. Went, on my feet.
Trick or treat!
No, you're missing it. He went, dick or treat. Now that, all right. So what did you do?
I went to Stephanie's. And that was it. We checked out Stephen's.
OG Stephanie, not your wife.
That's right. And apparently, Steven did appreciate you setting up the MySpace for him.
Just he did not appreciate it?
He did.
Oh. I was like, wow, I'm a...
Joe got to take the cock out of his mouth and speak a little more clearly.
Apparently Steven didn't appreciate the fucking MySpace.
Watch nice keep job, your fucking Tim.
I don't need your shit. Your shitbox MySpace bullshit. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad he... yeah, I'm sure it came in real handy with the two pictures, one song, and absolutely no information on how anybody could get there.
Apparently quite a few people stopped by, though. It was very nice. You know, different.
Well, apparently it made it into the paper.
Oh, yeah, it did. Because someone did a press release or something. Which I didn't know you could just write in a press release. Like, hey, it's a press release about something.
Yeah, I actually helped Stephanie write that press release, actually.
Hers didn't get in the paper, though.
Oh, really? Someone else did a press release?
Mm-hmm. And it got, like, a line in an article, like, about haunted houses. Like, you could also check out Steven's house and, you know, haunted house in Redwood City on the 400th block of a place. I'm not going to give out the address.
I was like, no point in telling people now. check him out as he tears it down.
yeah, so it was very nice.
Did you take any video?
No. Although he didn't want to take video, so actually I don't know if he actually tore it down yet. It might stay up for another week, because I think they wanted to get your help doing the video.
Oh, like they want me to go walk through it and take a video?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we'll be there next week.
You will. And Stephanie, my wife, would like me to invite you and Danelle for dinner.
Oh.
Not that anyone else cares about that, but...
hey, she's like, Tancast people, these are our social engagements for the coming week. Mark your calendars. Tim's eating with Noah. And he's eating alone.
And he's eating a lot alone.
So yeah, you could come here and eat, or we could go to Val's, which has delicious burgers, and delicious fries, and delicious drinks, or you could come here. You know, I'm just putting it out there, whichever one you choose.
Who's Val's?
Oh, Val's is a burger place near our house. They also have breakfast stuff. Really
I was like,
good.
Once again, just fucking your wife over, who is a vegetarian.
No, she eats her all the time.
What does she eat? I'll have a bun. Yeah, extra toasted.
I don't know. What do you eat at Val's? She eats omelets.
Could you put some vegan cheese on that bun?
She'll eat like an omelet for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever works.
She's eaten there before, many times. Don't you worry about nothing,
all right.
Tim.
All right, I'm not worried.
You're worried.
All right, you got me.
nothing really spectacular happened at the Halloween party. Our friend Jeff was dressed up as a chef, and he had a badge that said bun in the oven. Because, you know, his wife is pregnant.
Nice. Was she dressed up as a stove?
No.
Or a mech suit?
No. That would have been awesome.
Gundam Miranda.
And then, like, put a little, like, doll person, like, where her belly is, like it's looking out.
Controlling her.
It would probably take a lot of work, but I'm sure if you paid Steven enough, he would help you with it. He seems to have skills.
Yeah, so it was a pretty mellow Halloween. Nothing really exciting. I didn't dress up. Stephanie didn't dress up. Always have grand ideas of dressing up, and then I get lazy.
What? Noah?
That's right.
You get lazy?
That's right.
Never. No. I've never seen that happen.
That's why Noah's gone as naked so many times to Halloween.
That was an easy costume.
My wife is in the hallway overhearing what I'm saying, and just sneezed, pot kettle! When I was calling Noah lazy.
Oh, and Don, well, Danya was there. I don't know if we're supposed to say that, but,
Oh, Janelle's mom?
Yeah. There wasn't really any spectacular costumes there. Steven wasn't dressed up. He spent all his time working on his haunted house. Stephanie wasn't dressed up. Her sister was dressed up as, sexiness? I don't know. I don't know what you call the costume. Fishnet stockings, tight t-shirt. Short skirt. I don't know what that costume is.
She was dressed up as sexiness.
Well, I know a word for it, but I'm not going to say it.
Slut!
Are you calling Noah a slut?
Yes, that's what we'll say. I'm calling Noah a slut.
And a bunch of them were going out to bars afterwards. I'm like, you going?
I bet they were.
I'm like, no, I'm old. And I am. Because I'm like, oh, I could go out and drink, have fun, or just go home and go to bed and sit in my chair, watch some TV. I think I want to go home.
Oh, Noah's laziness.
It's so much cheaper.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for Halloween, we did a game night with Danelle's cousin. I guess technically she's my cousin now, too. And one of her friends from book club. And we did, like, a game night where I think we played two games. But most of it was just talking and eating. Very low-key. Well, watched Casino Royale, or some of Casino Royale on her high-def widescreen TV. I was like, that is nice. You can tell the difference. looks like I'm looking out a window into Casino Royale.
How big was the TV? Do you know, Tim?
I do not, but it was sizable.
Bigger than mine?
Yes.
Okay.
How many tea bags across was it?
I don't know. I don't measure things in tea bags, especially with my cousin and some other lady in the room.
And their expensive television.
Yeah.
How many Vietnam hookers did it cost?
That I don't know either.
No, pushing for our units of measure.
You would have liked it, Andy. There was two cats there.
I would have been just gone for the whole evening.
I liked, because one of the cats is named Rocky Balboa, so I hung out with, I was messing with that cat.
Oh. The cat was okay.
Trying to box it?
No, but it did like to climb inside this canvas bag and have you spin it around, so I obliged him a couple times.
Like when you climb a bag and just sit there and look at you, waiting?
Yep, he'd be like, meow, meow, and then you'd spin him around, and then he'd stay in the bag, meow, one more time.
So those silly cats. Apparently Stephanie, well not Stephanie, she doesn't actually have cats, but the cats live in her new place. Which makes me sad.
Why does that make you sad?
Because I'm allergic to cats.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Noah will not be coming out here to visit me.
What was that?
Noah will not be coming out here to visit me.
Like, it's okay if, like, you know, you vacuum a lot and you'll make sure they don't get their hair and dander on the furniture, but, like, you know, if they're just have free reign in the house, then it sucks for me.
One thing I liked about my cousin's house was that, like, it didn't, you know how, like, you go to somebody who has cats and you walk in the door like, oh, you have cats. Oh. Like, there was not that at all. Like, if I hadn't sat there looking at the two cats, I would not have known she had cats. So that was nice.
That is nice.
Although there was the other gal that was there was allergic to cats, and her eyes were a little puffy by the end of the night. Mostly because I kept throwing the cat at her face. It was like, oh, you're allergic to this?
And probably your face a little scratched up.
I believe the cat had the front claws removed.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
It's not very sporting, is it?
You don't have your cats declawed, right, Annie?
No, never will.
Pussy.
Do they scratch up stuff?
No, we've got a scratching tree for them. They scratch that.
Cats are cats,
but they don't scratch other things?
Yeah.
Really?
We taught them to scratch the tree. They scratch the tree.
You can't teach cats things.
Occasionally, one of them will start to go after the like a little section of carpet that'll just, like, get all crazy, and like they don't like dig at it, but like they'll just kind of like paw at the carpet a bit.
Or your baby. They'll be like, "Grah! I got him!"
No, and we trim their nails.
I'll hold him down, you shit in his mouth.
What the...
Your cats are very evil. I don't like your cats at all. Who would shit in a baby's mouth?
My cats are adorable.
Says you.
Says everyone who meets them. Everyone loves them. Not many people meet Kratos, though, because he's a chicken shit. Oh, it's so funny. Our home alarm, whenever a door opens, even if the thing's not alarmed, when a door opens, it beeps to let you know that a door is opened. But there's a short in the system that we're getting looked at, and the short, if a certain section of the house gets warm enough, will disconnect and will make a beeping sound as if something had opened. So we're just be sitting around with the cats, and all of a sudden you hear beep beep from the house alarm, and the one cat, Nippy, will run for the door to see who's there. Like if they're bringing food or whatever. She loves people who are delivering food. Like if we order out for fucking Chinese food, or if we're getting pizza or whatever, she wants to be there to monitor the process and then beg for the food. Kratos, who's a much worse food beggar, is terribly, terribly afraid of people. So as soon as he hears beep beep, he's upstairs and underneath one of the beds. Like a shot, like a fucking rocket. You could be holding on to him, and he'll be like, "Must go."
Do you remember that little kitten that we had when it was me, you, and Joe? That,
yes.
I think it was Joe. Oh, this cat followed me home. Stupid bastard.
That kitten was adorable. Fuck you.
The kitten knew I hated it, so always ran into my room.
The kitten was trying to win you over.
The kitten failed miserably. The kitten, you don't win me over by hiding under my bed.
What about the cat that would walk into your open window when you guys lived, just you and Andy?
That only happened the once, but it was kind of funny.
Oh, okay. I thought it happened more than once for some reason.
No, I was sitting there typing a paper late at night, and my computer was set up, it was literally right by this window that, because of the high-quality apartment we were in, had no screen. So I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden this cat's like, hey, what's going on in here? And it just sort of steps in. Yeah, I like what you've done with this. It's, you opened up this space over here, I like that, and you going to pet me or what? waiting to get pet. I pet him for a while, he's like, all right, done with you, I will check you out later. Don't call me.
They walked back out the window.
Yep.
It's a very bold cat.
Yep, indeed. Very trusting. I could have just taken an air hammer to his head.
You could have, but you're not that type of guy.
If only I had an air hammer.
You would have been like, how's it going, friendo?
So,
what's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Kitty.
It's funny, I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen that movie.
Have you ever seen the No Country for Gay Old Men spoof on the internet?
No.
Go look it up. Google No Country for Gay Old Men. Not necessarily right this second. Our listeners
can
do it.
Because I wasn't going to.
Because our listeners can pause us, but you can't pause me. You can't pause me, you hear me?
No, don't I know it. There's no pause, there's no fast forward, there's no stop, there's no eject, there's just
play. Fat and flatulent.
Speaking of stuff on the internet, I was watching, for some reason, I was watching a Barack Obama speech, mm-hmm. and then I was like, you know what, I don't want to be one of those just ideologues who only watches my side, so I went and sought out John McCain's site, and I was, going to watch some of his speeches, but I ended up watching Arnold Schwarzenegger give a big, long speech endorsing John McCain, and then he proceeded to, it wasn't really endorsing John McCain so much as just pissing on Barack Obama. And one of the things he did was piss on Barack Obama's lack of experience. And I was like, it takes a pair of predator-sized balls, twins, if you will, to call out Obama for his lack of experience when he went straight from Terminator 3 to governor of California. And one of his tenets that he ran on was, I'm not part of I'm not part of politics, so that's why I'd be good as governor. And then he closed out the speech with, if you were stuck in a POW camp, would you rather have an eloquent guy or John McCain? I was like, why am I going to be stuck in a POW camp with the president? Who makes their decision on president that way?
By the way, if I'm stuck in a POW camp, I want Barack Obama.
Yeah, I'm with you. What the fuck is John McCain doing?
Younger, fitter, stronger, and you know what? If worse comes to worse and I got to cook and eat one of them, I'm going to cook him. Can't be all tough and gummy.
Like, plus, John McCain can't give you a boost. He can barely lift his arms.
I know. Barack Obama can throw me over the wall. He's taller than me.
Although, did you guys see John McCain on Saturday Night Live last night?
That was fucking funny.
I did not.
Yeah, he was pretty funny, yeah. My wife thought it was very cute.
I heard he was I briefly heard they were standing next to Tina Fey doing her Sarah Palin impression.
Yep.
Did you do anything
briefly,
else besides that?
That was pretty much the whole thing.
What was that?
That for most of the skit, he was standing beside Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin.
Yeah, okay. The premise was he had rented out some spots, some time on QVC, so him and Palin were hawking things in order to, like Barack Obama spent all that money and got, three major networks for a half hour, and all he could get was QVC.
Trade, they had to hawk shit on QVC.
He goes, I'm a true maverick, a Republican without money.
I laughed my ass off of that joke and then thought in my head, except for your wife's millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, and his wife made a brief appearance there as well. And then he was also on the Weekend Update.
I didn't watch that far. TiVo'd the rest.
So I was talking about this with Stephanie, and she did not remember. But do you remember there was one guy running for president? I don't remember his name, but he had a hot wife. And people used to always talk about his hot wife.
Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah, me and Andy are both on it. Yeah, we know.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Kucinich. That's who it was with the hot wife. She did not.
She watched the Daily Show and she remembered, because I'm like, I know Jon Stewart talked about it more than once.
Jon Stewart and Colbert.
Everyone talked about it. Everyone
I was like,
saw
yeah,
her
Bill Maher and...
they saw a little troll man, like, fucking Gollum looking at the ears and the strange forehead.
That's
she
the audacity of
up,
hope
she got the
right
tongue
there.
Bolt and all the hot ass and all the rest. And just like, this is my precious! I make laws, she makes burners' hearts!
What?
I make laws, she makes boners hardses.
Ah, okay. Nonsense.
I didn't even hear what he said, but it just sounded funny.
I hope is going to get out there and vote on Tuesday, if you haven't voted already.
For TanCast and the Podcast Awards for 2008.
Oh, look at that!
Vote on Monday,
smoothness.
Too. I would vote
Monday,
on Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and I think Thursday. Vote once a day, every 24 hours. And then on Tuesday, you might want to vote for president and shit.
Yeah, if you got time.
Who? I was looking through the ballot of other things besides president. Fuck, that shit is confusing. Like, do either of you know, like, which judges and shit you're voting for? Like, oh, yeah, this guy sucks. I would never vote for Bob as judge. He judges shitty.
No idea.
Oh, yeah, on the judges and stuff, my general rule of thumb is... You know, do some Googling, check the local paper, see if they if the local paper like has endorsed one person or another for judge. See if there are any, you know, obvious signs of corruption or any investigations or whatever about the judge in the paper. And if there aren't, vote for the incumbent. And if there isn't an incumbent, and I don't know the difference between the two of them, I just don't vote because I'm like, well, you know what, somebody else is. Done more research than this?
No, they haven't, Andy. Someone else went, I like the name Bob. Vote.
No, sir, that's paper.
Yeah, that's usually how it turns out.
Or they'll send you a thing in the mail like, the Democrats endorse all these, and then someone just takes that to the polling place. Yep, 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 yep. Ah, I love not thinking. And then they fold it away.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're... I assume this is not making much news in Georgia, but there's a Proposition 8 on the ballot in California. Have you heard about that, Andy?
It gets mentioned every once in a while, but yes, I'm aware of what it is.
Yeah, fuck that.
Keeping them faggots from marrying.
I'm not outspoken too much about a lot of political stuff, but that is that's the fucking dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. Quick, let's amend the Constitution of California so gays can't get married. Really? That's the problem? Wachovia just went under. There's still a war going on. The economy is shit. But you want to make sure no boys are kissing legally. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you know what I love about that whole, oh, it's going to destroy marriage. What do you think that teaching kids abstinence only and that all sex before marriage is shameful, so none of them even think about birth control, and then when they do fuck at 16 and 17, they get pregnant pretty quickly. Palin. then get married super young and have an incredibly high divorce rate. What's that doing for marriage?
Hear, hear.
That's the difference between the that whole, I don't want to say red state and blue state, but that idea on that specific social issue. It's not that all the people who are like, hey, you know what, got to teach kids about birth control. It's not that they don't think that sex before marriage is, you know, probably a bad idea because there's still risks involved, you know, emotionally and birth control sometimes fails, and sometimes you forget, and all the rest. But it's, we live in a real world, and kids get horny, so make sure that they're at least have some idea of what they ought to be doing if they're going to go off and do that. It's the whole, you know, it's not that every single person who says, hey, you know what, fuck it, gays can get married just like the rest of us, think, and then that will allow me to leave my wife so that I can go marry my secret gay lover. It's... You know what? Fuck it. It's not my business. I may not personally, like, you know, two guys having sex, not my thing. I'm going to be far, oh, far away from that. But if it's what they want to do, what the fuck business is it of mine? Whether they do or don't. But they should be let because it's their fucking business.
And one of the things I hate is the campaign or the commercial campaigns they have running against it is that we need to make sure this proposition goes through or else... schools may teach that gayness exists.
Yeah.
Heavens, don't let them teach anything that happens.
That's what I was thinking.
Kids might know things.
Guess what, assholes? Kids who are gay, figure it out.
Right. They don't wait. They don't wait for a lesson in social studies. Wait. Gayness, you say? I'll give that a try.
No, they look at other boys and go, I feel strangely confused and somewhat dirty. I feel awful about myself. And then eventually they get over it and stick their penis in it. Biology is way, way, way stronger than your fucking dogma.
Which reminds me, I saw Religious a couple days ago.
Did you know? How was that?
It was good, but it was one of those things where, like, if
perversely
you don't agree...
too preachy?
Not preachy, but you could tell, like, it was edited so that there was no chance for the other side not to look stupid. I mean, granted, it's a comedy, and that's kind of the idea, but he was trying to come at it from a documentary-esque standpoint, and I was like, but, I mean, literally, you show him asking the question, them thinking about it, and then stop before they give a response. And then you cut back to them in the middle of some stupid response. There was only one that he actually... that he sort of left in as he asked the guy who is the Jesus impersonator, which I don't know a better way to say that. Jesus impersonator makes it sound like he's trying to pass himself off as Jesus, like, you know, hello, I'm Jesus, send me some money. But, like, you know, he's like a Jesus, like an Elvis, but for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he goes around...
the Elvises who are forsaken.
But, yes, exactly. Anyway, so he's like, well, how can they say that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's three things, but really one person? That doesn't make any sense. And Jesus goes, well, it's kind of like, you know, water can be a liquid, a solid, and a gas. And then they cut to Bill Maher, like, later. He's like, you know, I had to hand it to him. That was the best answer I've heard so far. I've heard Catholics that didn't give me that good an answer. So that was that, and that was the only, like, point he gave the other side that I really saw. But over, I mean, if you're open to the overall premise, you'll enjoy the movie. But if you're like, well, let me just see what his point of view is, and, you know, maybe I'll make up my mind, you'll be like, oh, okay, this isn't really so much, this is about as fair and balanced as Fox News, but just leaning the other way.
So it's the MSNBC.
Sure. Oh, that was, Ben Affleck did a Keith Olbermann.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of awake for that. And
it had its moment.
Keith Olbermann's not quite as crazy as Ben Affleck was making out, but it was still pretty funny. The thing is, like, Keith Olbermann, the shit that he's saying, you know, like, shame on you, Mr. President, and all the rest, I'm like, yeah, fucking shame on you. But then I realize, but what's he going to be like in 4 years? If Barack Obama fucks up, is he going to be, like, you know, sucking his cock at every second? Or is he going to be holding his feet to the fire? Is he just the anti-O'Reilly? Or is he, you know, the voice of reason screaming at the president because our current president is a fucking asshat? And I'm kind of afraid that he's the anti-O'Reilly, so I try not to watch too much of him.
I just want to put them both in the same room, and that way we can power the Enterprise.
But you know what? Even if he is just the anti-O'Reilly, and he's like a total water carrier for the ultra-liberal dogma, or I don't know what the hell the anti-O'Reilly would be, probably the second coming of Jesus, if you really think about it. I want to put them in the same room together, but I want to arm Olbermann, because really, fuck O'Reilly.
Noah, thoughts?
I like cheese. It's delicious.
Well stated, sir.
I had something to say, but I forgot.
Noah, do you like mayonnaise sandwiches?
No, I do not like mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, then you and Tim have nothing in common.
Me and Tim have lots of things in common. One of them
I don't
not
like
being...
mayonnaise. What? Is what?
Oh,
what did you?
I was going to say, one thing being, Tim's gay, I'm not. That's not one thing we have in common, but we have many other things in common.
Fail! I'm glad.
Epic fail.
One thing we have in common is that we're different.
One thing we have in common is that Tim is gay and I claim not to be. There you go. That would have been funny and truthful. You know, I love how we just stood up for gay rights and now I'm totally being an asshole with it.
We're just calling each other gay.
Well, that's true, but as if it was a bad thing and not something I would celebrate.
I would just miss boobs.
Data Fat Man.
I was going to say Data Bear.
Day Andy.
Oh, no. Don't want to ruin the friendship. Sex complicates things.
Plus, my bodacious tatas might be a little on the hairy side for Tim's taste.
That's what Tim likes.
Nope.
He was telling me how he was dating this one girl that had, like, some nipple hair, and he liked to stroke it and lick it with his tongue.
twirl it around his finger.
Yeah.
For the record, I have never said anything of the sort.
We all know that Tim lies. I think that just rests my case.
Tim lies like a lazy dog.
I saw Zach and Miriam make a porno.
Look at Noah seeing movies.
That's right.
There was an ad for that thing on late night TV on like Comedy Central or something like that, and they still had to call it Zach and Miri. They couldn't call it Zach and Miri Make a Porno for some reason.
Porno's a dirty word. Dirty word.
Yeah, and apparently they haven't been able to do much outdoor advertising like in bus stops and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
With the movie title.
I liked it. I don't know if I would call it his funniest movie. And actually, it's you know, as he gets better, I think as a director, his movies seem less and less Kevin Smith-like, if that makes any sense. Like, it still had the dirty humor, but I guess there's, like, you know, so many people, like, doing those movies now. Like, you know, like Seth Rogen, he's in a lot of them that aren't directed by Kevin Smith or, you know, by Judd Apatow. But, you know, it had, you know, some characters from his other movies. But it was good. It was funny. I love the black guy. That guy cracked me up. Jason Mewes is in it. Randall is in it. I don't know his real name.
Jeff Anderson.
That guy.
Any other View Askew alums in it?
Not that I noticed.
Damn. No Affleck?
No Affleck.
This is the first Kevin Smith movie without Affleck since Clerks.
Damn.
Is it? Really?
Yep. Affleck's been in every movie since Clerks.
Huh.
Mallrats, obviously. Yep. Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
More obviously. Dogma.
Obviously.
Jay and Bob Strike Back.
Yep. Cameo.
Yep.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl, featured prominently.
The lead.
And in Clerks 2, he had a very small cameo.
Yeah, I remember that. What was he in Jay and Silent Bob? I don't remember that cameo.
He played both his character from Chasing Amy, and he played Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Lagerface. Lemon Face. Ooh, Tiger
yes.
Face. Lemon Face. And break it down.
I did remember
that. That's what I keep telling you. Sometimes you do the talented Mr. Ripley, and sometimes you do the movie because your friend tells you that you owe him.
Oh, right. That was when they're doing, like...
Good Will Hunting 2, Hunting Season.
Yes.
Shit. I was about to say something, but I forgot what it was.
It wasn't important, then.
Apparently not. Oh, did you know that the next modcast is going to be a commentary for Zach and Miri?
I did know that.
I did not know that.
That's funny to me.
But
I was right. It wasn't
they mentioned it on last time, guys.
It sucks, because I probably won't see the movie before the next podcast comes out, so now I have to wait.
You could go see it today.
What am I, made of money? I just saw Religious.
You are made of money, baller.
I'm not made of money.
You're made of money.
I'm made of failure.
Don't let Tim lie to you. He is baller, yo. He's got a huge, spacious apartment. Lots of storage space. He's got a fancy coffee maker with a blender built in, a grinder. Oh, my God.
I think I just pooped a little.
Yep. I'm living the life.
He is. I wish
Robin,
I could afford that.
Robin Leach is narrating my daily activities. For those under 18, Robin Leach used to host a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Lifestyles of the Poor and Pathetic.
I'm Robin Leach.
We are the worst impressionists in the world. Between the three of us, none of us sounds like Robin Leach.
You kind of sound like Alex. What's his name doing an Alex Trebek impression to me?
Will Ferrell?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know. I thought you sounded like Will Smith doing an Alex Trebek.
Okay. Turd Ferguson. Those are some funny skits.
Yes, they are. Alex, I'll take the penis mightier. Fuck it! I messed the whole joke up!
Like, you totally fucked that up!
Oh, I'm so tired.
I'll take the penis mightier. That's the pen is mightier.
Wait, are you selling penis mightiers?
No! Well, you're shitting on a gold mine, Trebek! We're just going to do the whole skit like old-timey radio.
That's it. That's what we got.
We'll just change the name of our show to, I don't know, something like A Prairie Home Companion, but nothing funnier than that occurred to me just now. Two Negroes, Hoes, and Fat Man.
I saw I saw Saw 5. It was
And how was that? Was it violent and shitty?
It was violent.
Was
and
it shitty?
Kind of shitty. But I do like the other ones.
Then it was just like Saw 4.
I liked Saw 4.
And Saw 3.
You like Saw 4?
Mm-hmm.
And Saw 2.
And Saw 1? Is that where you're going?
No, I like Saw 1. Saw 1 was like a whole new, like, this is incredibly violent. This is incredibly violent and twisty. And then all the rest of them are like, yeah, this is violent. Oh, hey, I bet he's going to get the best of them at the end, and everyone's going to be dead by the end, unexpectedly.
Thanks for ruining it, Andy. Ass.
I'm sorry. I read an advanced review. It said a lot of people die horribly.
I was listening to one of the podcasts that is nominated against us in the comedy category, and they were talking about best horror movies, and one of them said how they finally had seen Saw, and they liked it. They were surprised to like it, like they didn't think they were going to. Oh, wait, no. No, my bad. They did not like it. They were surprised they did like Blair Witch.
Excellent.
They're totally going to beat us. Tell all of our listeners their names so that they can go vote for them instead of us.
Oh, yeah.
Just uncorked a big crock of shit. Poured it all over the tan cast.
Hey, wait, let me tell you an unspecific story that ends in wrongness. Yay, I love tan cast. Don't waste your time. Let us do that for you.
We are not smart.
Are we getting to wrap it up stage when Tim starts making up things?
I think so. I think we actually hit wrap it up stage when I said, I'll take the pen is mightier. That was pretty much the end of me.
I think we hit wrap it up stage when Andy said,
hey, everybody, and welcome to Tancast. Good night, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our show. Don't forget to vote.
But
certainly not for us. Not anymore. We don't
hope
deserve
you enjoyed it.
It,
but we certainly don't expect you to have. But we'd like to keep hope alive, like
you
Barack
know what?
Obama.
That sounds exactly like what I said to every single one of my dates. I hope you've enjoyed this. I certainly don't expect it.
So, get out there and vote. Podcastawards.com. Leave us comments at tancast.com. Thank you for the new review we just got at itunes.com. Lot of love. Feeling the love.
Is this the review that apologized to me?
Nope, different review.
Okay.
We don't talk about the person who doesn't like Star Trek for some reason. Probably because he's a douchebag.
Or us, for several reasons.
Nope, just me.
Oh, you. Yes, okay. Or doesn't like you for some reason. Well, one might say manifest reasons.
Speaking of which, Star Trek, it looks like, may come back to Vegas.
Ooh, nice.
Really?
The Fremont Street area... They apparently have purchased. They're pretty close to a deal, and they've purchased the sets and whatnot, and they've already started moving them over there. So it may, and they're hoping it'll open again before the new movie.
Well, that would be very key timing for ensuring the success.
Yes, which means I will have to make a pilgrimage over there.
Tim wakes up every morning and prays towards Vegas.
Not right now. I pray towards Disneyland.
Why Disneyland?
Why not Disneyland?
Okay. I just thought you...
At what point have you thought in your history of knowing me that I didn't like Disneyland?
No, but Disneyland's like something
Disney.
You like.
Well, I was trying to get Star Trek into Disneyland. I posted a little YouTube video about it. Got a couple thousand hits, but apparently none of them was an Imagineer who thought it was a good idea.
No, Tim would defrost Walt Disney just to suck his cock a little. Out of
actually,
gratitude.
That's the best way to defrost somebody. The only problem is sometimes your lips get stuck. This is horrible. like licking a telephone pole.
Yeah, your tongue just freezes to the pole.
Well, you said pole.
No, I think next time you got to warm up the hamster in your brain before you start talking. Get the wheel going a little faster.
Pole.
Speaking of polls, the polls show Barack Obama ahead.
Yes, they do. My poll shows Barack Obama ahead because I've painted a little picture on the head. It's very tiny. I had to get a very small brush.
My friend Ed Greer has this joke, like, if Barack Obama loses the election, I would hate to be the black news reporter who's got a report on it. Like, apparently John McCain is our new president, and in other news, white people ain't shit. Ed Greer, check him out. He's on my MySpace friends.
I will check him out.
Yeah, see that you do.
I'm going to go do it right now.
if Tim checks out No Country for Gay Old Men.
Count on it. And we're just going to check out. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios.
And scene.
This is Tim. I'm here with the lovely and talented Mrs. Tim, or Danelle, as she is known to her friends and those who respect her. She had something to say about an interchange that happened earlier in today's podcast.
Recently you've heard that Tim has said, "Oh, my wife is home, and she's just started to yell at me about whatever." I would just like to clarify for our listeners that I, in fact, did not yell at Tim. He could not hear what I said because I was trying not to interfere with his oh-so-special podcast. So I asked quietly, "I don't know how to turn off your iPod," and he gave me the most demeaning and frustrated look, as if I were, in fact, an idiot. So I repeated for him a little louder and with a bit more force that I did not, in fact, know how to turn off his iPod. And then he so graciously communicated to the rest of the podcast world that I had, in fact, yelled at him. So, for my listeners, thank you for listening to The Other Half, or what I like to call The Truth. Thank you.
We went to the Fox studio today, too.
Yeah.
You want to tell about that?
No.
You don't want to tell?
No.
You just want to
just
want to clarify things.
The point.
You just want to, you know.
I'm done.
Keep it fair and balanced.
Turn it off.
What? Turn off what?
Let's go.
Where are we going?
Turn it off.
Why do you want me to turn it off? You're a star. Be the star that you are.
Turn it off.
All right. I turned it off.
Long second. Turn it off.